Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stricter gun laws. And I can say that out loud right now because there's going to be no pushback on me from anybody who matters or that I respect. But if CBS called me today and just said, hey, here's the deal. Don't ever speak up about gun laws again on social media or you will be fired immediately. Well, they pay me a lot of money every year. Right. I've got a family to support, and I would probably have to weigh the pros and cons of that. And then probably I just have to shut up because I need my direct deposits every 2 weeks to be able to support the family that relies on me most. And so on a larger, much larger scale, you know, that's what the NBA is dealing with right now. And it's not ideal, but if I, you know, I'd be lying if I said I didn't understand it.
Well, and the idea that you don't weigh this stuff is fiction, of course. In other words, there are people who will say that I don't talk about politics very much on this show, but I do occasionally, right? And there are people say, well, that hurts your ratings, right? Whatever. Like, why would you say what you said? Because there are people out there who whatever. And I guess if I thought I was just gutting my ratings and I was getting, you know, or as you point out, if Brad said you're going to be fired if you mention whatever ever again, I would weigh it differently. I weigh it now. I don't really think it hurts the ratings. People seem to like our this station, et cetera. But I think about it, and I'm willing to, in fact, say, all right, if a dozen people out there want to flip off the radio because I said something, that's a price I'm willing to pay. But if it meant getting fired, that's a price that I'm not willing to pay. That's just right. True. But what did you make? So Steve Kerr, who speaks out on so many things, is asked about this yesterday, and there's a long clip. We may play it later, where he basically says, I got to study up. What did you make of that? Like, do you think he's going to study up and come out and blast the Chinese for repressing their people?
Well, I do think he needs to study up and then speak out on it, particularly when he's, you know, suggested that is exactly what he'll do. Like, I need to learn more about this situation. Even saying he emailed maybe his brother-in-law,
yeah,
who's a Chinese historian,
professor, yeah,
and said, hey, yeah, what do I need to know about this? So once you are Steve Kerr speaking up against the president, speaking out on gun laws, you need to speak up on this when it's become such a big topic in the NBA. And so I'm going to trust that he's going to do exactly what he said, which is study and then have a thoughtful response to this entire, as he put it, bizarre incident. But I don't think there's anything wrong with saying I don't know enough about this to speak on this, but that can't be merely something used to buy you time. It's got to be something that is sincere and that when you're asked about it next time, you have a more thoughtful response. So we'll see. But I would suspect that at some point, and probably after everybody gets back to the mainland, and this is somewhat in the rearview mirror, I would suspect that Steve Kerr, after studying, would come down not as forcefully as he comes down on other issues, but I think he'll say what people want him to say. And I don't mind him saying that he needs to know more about it, because here's the truth. Like, I'm a pretty well-read person, I think, and I'm not sure before I started reading a lot over the past, 48 hours, had a complete and total understanding of the situation. And perhaps I don't even at this moment either, but I guess I'd say we as Americans are, to the extent that we are aware, are going to be more aware of issues in this country than we are of issues in Asia. And if you need to study up on them before you speak, particularly when your voice will create big headlines and possibly create consequences, then I don't think there's anything wrong with saying I need to know more about it before I speak.
Thanks, GP. Talk to you at 5.
All right.
We are
All right.
really, really, really late to get to Chris Harrington, so we will take a break, come back, talk to Chris next. Jeff Cockatoo, 93.9 FM ESPN.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Hi, this is Troy Five Ash, owner of Five Ash Roofing. It's an exciting time to be a Memphis Tiger fan, and we at Five Ash Roofing have decided to share our excitement. We are proud members of the Tigers home team, which means we sponsor the Tigers athletic department, and we're also season ticket holders to both the football and basketball programs. We will be giving away 2 and sometimes 4 tickets to most of the games this coming year. To have a chance at winning the tickets, find our Facebook page, like, and share our post. The more you share, the more chances you have to win. We also want to give away some tickets to those who wouldn't otherwise get a chance to go. So you can go to memphisroofer.com or 5ash.com and send us a note why you or someone you know should get the tickets. And as always, 5ash Roofing is fair, honest, and ethical. We're experts in all forms of roofing for both residential and commercial buildings. 5ash Roofing, 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
5ash Roofing, it's what we do.
Win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of 2 tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! Ah, they can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
All right, listen up. Bedbugs.
Yeah.
Go up the middle, along the mattress seams. Roaches.
Yeah.
To a zone everywhere there's a crack. Brown recluses.
Yeah.
You're on surprise defense. Anywhere you can hide. Now let's take that house.
Right.
Pests have a game plan. So should you. Get Allied Termite and Pest on your team. They'll talk with you, understand your full situation, and create a custom, safe, and efficient treatment strategy for your home.
We're up against Allied Termite and Pest? I'm throwing in the towel.
Beat the bugs. Visit AlliedPestControl.com today.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow. preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Shayna, Pep Boys Service Tech. Fall is a dangerous driving season. With wet leaves, shorter days, and out-of-town drivers, you really need reliable brakes. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month with Pep Boys, and our ASE-certified pros will make sure your brakes are safe.
Now at Pep Boys, get up to $120 off Wagner Premium Brake Packages. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. Up to $60 per axle after mail and rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys Service and Tire Center today.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Data message rates apply, national contest. Money. It's radio.com cash time. Money. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
Text Silver, S-I-L-V-E-R. Text Silver, S-I-L-V-E-R to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. It's the radio.com cash contest. Text Silver, S-I-L-V-E-R, S-I-L-V-E-R to 72881. 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Your next chance to win is right before the Jason and John show when Brad Carson will give you another radio.com cash code. One last time, text Silver, S-I-L-V-E-R, to 72881. Good luck.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m. Brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas White & Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
I am really late to get to Chris Harrington, but he joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Anything Could Happen by The Clean, my personal favorite Kiwi pop band. Sending that out in honor of our visitors for the day, the New Zealand Breakers.
The New Zealand Breakers are in town. They'll be at FedEx Forum tonight. And so we will watch that. By the way, there is just to update folks, there's been the Grizzlies have sent out a text saying it's with mixed emotions that we inform you that our upcoming event, Backspin and Backboards, has been rescheduled until Thursday, January 9th. That was supposed to be Friday night. So that was the event that took the place of their normal preseason lunch. And now they were going to make it Backspin and Backboard, a ping pong oriented event, table tennis oriented event. And it has now been postponed. So there you go. Before I get to basketball, Bluff City Law, you have your update up. I've now reached the point where I don't think that this is event watching, and so I'm not going to do spoilers. The first one, I was happy to do spoilers. I'm not going to tell people the what happened in terms of the actual storytelling. But I do think we have to address the ribs, the giant-ass ribs. Where were they sitting? There was a scene where it was Sydney and her brother, and they were out having lunch. Where were they?
Well, they were not at a barbecue restaurant. It was the patio of Bluefin at Main and Peabody Place. So that was the location, but that was not the setting. The setting was a fictional barbecue restaurant.
I see. Okay. So we go there, and are we 3 for 3 on people eating ribs, by the way? There's now been 3 Memphis Bluff City
Law. Was there a rib eating in the first episode? I don't remember.
No, probably not. No, yeah. They went to Rum Boogie, but so we're the 2 for the last 2 on rib eating. I think it's interesting, first of all, that it's rib eating and not. Don't you think shoulder is more Memphis than rib?
Especially at lunch.
Right, especially at lunch.
Yeah, I think lunch more barbecue sandwiches are consumed at lunch than ribs. I think that's probably true.
But a rib is more photogenic than shoulder.
It's more poetic to be gnawing on a rib, so to speak.
Okay.
Than chop it on a pork sandwich.
So the last time they had their ties back, they were eating ribs at Blue City. This time, Sydney basically had a brontosaurus rib she was holding. How would you describe the size of that rib?
I mean, it was like longer than her face. I mean, yeah.
I almost wonder,
it was probably a pork rib, but it almost looked like a beef rib. It was so big, right?
I think it was.
It certainly didn't come from the rendezvous. It wasn't one of those. It was a big old rib. So, no, she was getting into it, too, man. She had like barbecue sauce in her face and like the whole thing. Good stuff.
I think it was a beef rib. I think that is not a pork rib. I think you've tweeted out a picture of it. It's a giant beef rib. How do you feel about beef ribs? Do you prefer beef to pork, pork to beef, as in your rib family?
I think maybe once I've had beef rib. I mean, beef. It's usually brisket, right? I am no longer a regional barbecue snob because I have had incredible barbecue in Texas and in South Carolina. And so if I'm in Texas, bring me a beef rib. I'm sort of into what's the local specialty.
I thought in terms of the show generally, and then we'll move on, I honestly thought Memphis was almost more beautiful last night than in any of the other three shows. I thought
of these establishing shots are like really, really knockouts. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it goes away, I'll be sad because it's just beautiful.
I thought it was better. I thought just as a show, setting aside the Memphis, I thought it was so much better last night than it was, in the debut.
Well, I liked it. I'm not going to give it away, but in the main plot, as you pointed out, the way they told the story between the strategy and then back to, I thought that the main plot was very well done. I thought the subplot was preposterous, but the main plot.
Yeah, but the fact, and I don't, this is not much of a spoiler, ultimately is blown out of court. They could have made it more preposterous.
Yeah, no, but the idea that he was doing this strategically to prove a point, the little thing at the end was whatever.
Right.
But yeah. Anyway, most people have no idea what we're talking about. Go watch it. Memphis looks so beautiful. It really is stunning, the shots of Memphis. There was one, by the way, where were Jimmy Smits and the other dude, whatever his name is, having lunch?
They were on, and I don't think those tables, first I know those tables are not normally there. They may have been put there for the show, but they were on the promenade behind the University of Memphis Law School, which is part of the overlooking the Riverside Drive and the river behind the law school is where they were.
I thought maybe it was like upstairs the Bass Pro or something. I didn't realize. Beautiful river scene behind it. So I'm glad you told me that. Okay, moving on. Tonight, I take it you will go. You'll go for all kinds of reasons. How intrigued are you to see RJ Hampton?
Very. It definitely adds an extra layer of interest to a preseason game that wouldn't otherwise be there. I'm more interested in seeing John Moran again than seeing RJ Hampton the first time, but I'm definitely interested in seeing RJ Hampton. I mean, just as a basketball fan, I'm interested. And as someone who may have to be writing about the draft next summer, it'll be nice to have seen him. I'm not going to get a chance to see many prospects in person, right? I'll get to see the Tigers.
Right.
And I'll get to see RJ Hampton. And like that might be it in terms of the lottery guys. And so definitely I'm going to like having that store of knowledge.
I'm sorry. I've asked this to you. But he is a point guard. He is a big point guard. I asked you this. You think you could.
Sue Hampton?
Is he not? I mean,
I haven't seen him. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, he's considered sort of a big point guard, but I think some people consider him potentially a combo guard. He's like 6'4", 6'5", can shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen him play, so ask me after I've seen him.
Right.
But
all right, we'll ask you.
I don't perceive it. The idea of him going to the Grizzlies, I don't assume that, like, he and John Morant couldn't share a backcourt.
Right.
Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum share a backcourt.
Right. Okay. In terms of other things tonight, you just want to keep watching John Morant.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing that Jonas Valanciunas won't play again because we're just going to have to keep guessing about his usage, how him being on the floor affects the team's style of play, and about how the rotations might settle in once you put him in the starting lineup. Like that, we're still going to be guessing about that because he won't be there tonight. So that's a little bit of a bummer.
Yeah. You wrote about the two injured wings. The story came out yesterday, but we haven't discussed it. Thoughts on Dylan Brooks and Kyle Anderson, on how Dylan Brooks has looked and how good you think he can be?
Well, I mean, they're similar in that the Grizzlies had high hopes for both of them a year ago. They both had injury-marred seasons last year. But now they're sort of in divergent places where I feel like I feel like Dylan Brooks is in a very good place in terms of him being fully healthy and in terms of his fit in this particular system.
Right.
And in terms of the lack of competition, essentially, unless Grayson Allen is going to, you know, shoot 4 or 6 from 3 every night or whatever. I think the road is clear for Dylan Brooks. And that's important for him because this is sort of a make or break season contractually for him. He'll be restricted for agent next summer. I think the up-tempo style, the asking, you know, the volume three-point shooting, everything is working in his favor. So it's up to him to seize it and to have a good season, but it's all there for him. Look, Kyle Anderson, it's the opposite. You know, there's the whole health question, which is extremely murky. But even if that completely clears up, there's still all these questions about fit and about how he fits the style of play. The one silver lining, and I sort of get to this in the last section of the column, the one silver lining for Kyle Anderson is I think it requires coaching creativity to best use him. And even though the system Taylor Jenkins was dealing with doesn't seem perfect for Kyle Anderson, Jenkins seems to have the creativity, the willingness to do different stuff. Like if he's going to put Grayson Allen on the ball, why wouldn't he put Kyle Anderson on the ball? If he's going to play Bruno Caboclo at center and Solomon Hill power forward, why wouldn't he play Kyle Anderson up front? You need a coach who's willing to be creative with Kyle Anderson. And so my hope is that Anderson gets healthy and Jenkins experiments with him and tries to figure out the best way to use him.
And what's the update, by the way, on his health? I mean, now?
It's depends on who you talk to. I mean, he missed the first game, and they said it was with a thigh bruise. He had told me the day before, like, he wasn't ready to play because of his shoulder, and he's out with a thigh bruise. And now he has been elevated, last I saw, to questionable. So he has not been ruled out. Melton and Valanciunas have been ruled out tonight. Unless something has changed since last I saw, Anderson has not yet been ruled out for the game.
All right. And when Grayson Allen was obtained, you were fairly tepid on your thoughts about what he might contribute to the
Grizzlies. Well, I don't know what he's going to be. It seems to wait and see. I just my opinion of him is rooted in him, what he said in the NBA. It's not rooted in his college celebrity. And I think the a lot of the opinion about him as a player is really rooted in the fact that he was a college basketball celebrity. That doesn't mean he's not going to be good at the NBA. He may be good at the NBA, but he has not been good yet.
Right. Lots of people rookies have a bad year in the NBA. I mean, take a while to adjust to the NBA. Obviously, the opportunity has opened up for him in a way that we didn't necessarily expect, which gives him a chance to be more impactful than we might have otherwise thought. Okay, last thing I wanted to bring up was this wonderful, and you tweeted it out, this wonderful John Hollinger piece. John Hollinger is now, of course, writes for the publication that we're not supposed to name here. And so he writes as follows about Jeff Green. Jeff Green, on a minimum, is a much better proposition than, say, trading a first-round pick for him and paying him $10 million.
Right.
But the concern is the same regardless. On a roster so thin at the 3 and 4, he may end up playing a much bigger role than a contender would like. Once again, John Hollinger. Jeff Green, on a minimum, is a much better proposition than, say, trading a first-round pick for him and paying him $10 million. So, are we to get from this that, of course, John Hollinger was part of the front office when the Grizzlies did just that? Is he signaling to the universe that he wants no part of but being blamed for the Jeff Green trade, which will ultimately cost the Grizzlies likely a top 10 draft pick?
No, I don't think that was the intent of writing that. I think it was just a sardonic reflection on a collective mistake. I don't think he is in writing that trying to say I wasn't part of that mistake. I can tell you with some, I feel pretty good in saying this, I think I've said it before, he was never the tip of the spear in terms of wanting Jeff Green. And if there's any mystery about that, you can go read what he wrote about Jeff Green before.
Right. Well, that's why I think, let's be clear, I think that, well, okay, yes. So he was, he was critical of Jeff Green before when he was a journalist before he became a front office member. He was not a Jeff Green fan, right?
Yeah.
But
well, I can tell you,
go ahead.
When the Grizzlies acquired Jeff Green, wasn't the first time they tried to get Jeff Green. It actually, the year before when they traded Rudy Gay, I'll say this now because none of these people work for the Grizzlies anymore. There were different deals that could be done. And there was internal debate about what of the small forwards we might be able to get in a trade, who do we want? And Jason Levien was a Tayshaun Prince proponent. Stu Lash was a Jeff Green proponent. And Hollinger was a Sean Marion, Vince Carter proponent, who were both with Dallas at the time. And they ended up signing Vince Carter later, right?
Right.
And so even before Chris Wallace went out and got Jeff Green, Stu Lash wanted to go out and get Jeff Green. Hollinger was not the one pushing for Jeff Green in either instance.
Well, I do think in terms of this little thing, I think, yes, I think largely it was just sort of a rueful sort of self.
Yes.
But I will say, knowing that he didn't like it, it's a little less. In other words, if he had been a tip of the spear, then it would have been sort of self-deprecating. Right. But since he wasn't, I think there is a small element of, this wasn't my thing either. I mean, because it wasn't his thing. It wasn't his thing. If it had been his thing, then he would just be purely being self-deprecating. But it wasn't his thing. And so, boy, that was a bad decision. I guess the hope is that by the time that bill comes due, I assume it's not going to come due. Because I think they're going to keep their pick this year. They're going to make their draft pick. And by next year, when they end up giving up their pick, it won't even be that it won't be a high pick, because it probably will be a high pick. You hope they'll be good enough, but it's fine, because we got three young studs here, and it's okay.
Right.
Right?
I agree.
All right. Thank you, Chris. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington. Giant ribs. Do you prefer shoulder or rib?
Ribs.
You prefer a rib?
Yep, I'm a rib guy.
And you prefer dry?
Yes, I do.
I prefer wet.
I mean, I'm fine if they're good.
Can you cook a good rib?
I can do fine. I would not say that, like, I would. When people come over to my house, I'm not making ribs. But yes,
right. I'd like to be able to cook a good rib, but no
idea.
It takes a really long time. Yeah, and then I don't have the proper equipment. Like, I try to have smokers and whatever else. And, like,
yeah,
whatever.
I mean, I do grill on the, like, low heat on grill.
Yeah. Okay. When we come back, Jessica Benson is going to join us. She was at the Pro Day yesterday. We'll talk to her about all manner of things when we return. It's Jeff Gawkinshire, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Radio.com cash is coming up. At 11 a.m., get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920-MACHINE.com.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems, literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Sponsored by Accountemps. Do you need accounting and finance professionals to help for the duration of your long-term or recurring projects? Turn to our salaried professional service for exclusive access to our hard-to-find talent. Visit accounttemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get World Championship Barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive, so if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
What would you like to be better at?
Dancing.
Poker.
Yoga. According to a study, CVS customers are better than most at something important, staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. So get a free prescription savings review, plus earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year for filling. Because of the things you could be better at, staying healthy tops them all. Treat yourself well at CVS. Terms and conditions apply. Not all prescriptions eligible. See our pharmacist or cvs.com/rxsavings or /rxrewards.
Now that you can get your favorite Chili's 3 for 10 meals delivered, anywhere can be your own personal Chili's. So?
Hi, welcome to my house.
Welcome to the meat lover section of my in-laws' vegan barbecue.
Burgers, finally.
Welcome to my therapist's office, where it's okay to eat your feelings. And quesadillas.
Welcome to Chili's Delivery. Order online at chilis.com/delivery and get all your favorite 3 for 10 meals, like Cajun chicken pasta, delivered right to you wherever you are. At participating restaurants only. 3 for 10 not available via third-party platforms. Delivery fee supply.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Be my love. My little great dove, my push and my shove, my Helen above, and we tumbled on like Jack and Jill.
Welcome to Jeff Calkins' show, joined now by Jessica Benson, sports reporter for ABC 24 CW30. Host of the Still Not Married podcast, season 2 has started on Twitter at Local24Jessica. She has some recent discord in the home because the San Francisco 49ers are good again. Is this a problem? Your fiancé is a 49ers fan. I would think you would be joyously happy, Jessica, for him.
It just adds to the year-long... there's just a lot. There's a lot of things that go into being with Chris when his teams are doing well. And people who have followed me for the last couple of years have seen that take shape in the Golden State Warriors and the Syracuse Orange, whether it be basketball, football, lacrosse, whatever he decides he wants to watch on any given day. But I've always had this little haven of the NFL season, not and really football season in general, because let's be real, Syracuse football isn't anything to get that excited about. So it's kind of been like a nice, relaxing fall where I don't have to worry about it. Instead, I knew the second he comes out last night and he has his jersey on, and I think it's the first time he's had his Niners jersey on in since we moved in together, so like 5 years. And it just went downhill from there, and he's very excited. Good for him. I will say the response of people on social media, the most common response I got last night was, I can't stand him when he does it with the Warriors, but it's okay if he does it with the 49ers. So it's better, I guess, from a global standpoint.
Well, I can see that. Like, people weren't sick of the 49ers, right? People were sick of the Warriors. Now, let me ask you, though. He's putting on a jersey now, but not like isn't that a slightly bandwagon-y there, Jessica?
Yeah, it feels a little bit like that, doesn't it? He calls it being a realistic fan and not setting himself up for unusual disappointment. Like, we see disappointment when his teams lose, but this protects his heart during the season. So now he just comes out.
It means you're. Well, I sympathize with that. As people know, I'm a strange kind of fan, and that I never watch my teams because I want to protect my emotions. And so I sympathize with the protecting your emotions approach. Now I wouldn't put the jersey on anyway, not for sartorial reasons, but just like even that seemed a little invested last night, a little risky for me, given that. But so here's my real question. Would you really, deep in your heart, would you really? You have a lever you get to pull at the beginning of any basketball or football season, and it's for your fiance Chris's teams to be good or bad.
Oh no.
He won't know what you're picking or that you this even lever happens, that you this lever exists. But you do have this secret lever, and you get to pick. What do you pick?
I'll let them succeed.
Oh, you're happy. Just saying that. You're just
no,
saying that.
No, because what's the opposite of happy wife, happy life? Like happy.
That's a worse
dude,
saying ever.
Happy.
That's an awful saying, isn't it? Happy.
It's the worst. But here's the thing that I will say, like, to show how deep. I mean, it's not like Chris has a recent jersey. His jersey is Patrick Willis. Like,
right.
He is a deep down fan through and through, and I would.
So you would vote happy, really? You would vote happy. You would vote, or you. Let's say we'll give you three. We'll give you a mediocrity. Is he? I guess this is the real question. It's for sports fans generally. Is your significant other, if it's not your team, if you're not joined at the in fandom with it, is it better when your significant other's team is bad or good? Like, are they more insufferable? You can make an argument. They're happier. They're better to be around. They're sunnier, et cetera, when their team is good, as opposed to, and you make the other argument that when they're not good, they're kind of paying less attention to their team and maybe more attention to you or mowing the lawn or walking the dog or whatever else. So I don't think it's obvious.
The worst of that group, though, is mediocrity, because if they're in the if they're in the middle, then you still have someone who's, like, holding on to the hope of good,
right,
but then really invested in the bad, and it
right.
affects the mood. So I think that's the worst case. I enjoy when his teams win, and it makes for great content. Like, let's be honest. I love social media. It makes for tremendous content. But I just wish it was on the other side, too, because he, to this day, he will not get behind USC. He won't be a USC football fan for my sake. So maybe if he, gave a little bit there, I would be more all in on the all his teams good forever and always.
Are you confident that if you gave him the same lever on USC, if he had the same?
No, he would pull that lever down. He would have USC lose every single game. Absolutely. No question.
Really?
He claims, I think it's such a cop-out, he claims that he grew up in Northern California and his dad was a Cal fan, and so he was born to hate USC, but I just whatever. Don't give me that. So that's his excuse.
What did you make of Pro Day yesterday? I enjoyed your tweet about the unicorns flying. You tweeted, people don't follow Jessica on Twitter. They're making a serious mistake. They should follow her on Twitter, like I just did, at Local24 Jessica. You tweeted out a photo of James Wiseman who jumps high.
He jumps.
That's
true.
Yeah. And it got like 17,000 likes, I saw, your picture of him jumping. What did you make of that extravaganza yesterday?
Well, I'm so glad to see that James Wiseman can jump.
Yep.
And most importantly, I mean, it was cool. It was a cool thing to go in to the gym and to see all the scouts and NBA personnel and to see this team perform. And, it was talked about extensively yesterday, like, these scouts will be back throughout the entire season. So this was a nice baseline. It got the whole team in front of the eyes of NBA people, the chance for maybe some people not named James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa to start making an impression. But they'll be coming back. I think more than anything, just the spectacle of Memphis hosting an event like this continues this. Penny is a cool coach. And I know they do these at other schools. Not a ton of schools.
Not many. Yeah.
But even though they do it at a sprinkle of other schools, there's just this notion of Penny being Penny. And in this league of his own where he can do it in a way that no one else really can. And I thought I think it was you who asked him about Damian Ba and this hope that you hope that he doesn't blow up. And Penny stopped you immediately and said, no, I hope he does blow up. I hope all my players blow up. And that quote from him yesterday, I just thought was so, he knows exactly what he's doing, because that's precisely what kids want to hear. And if you are an upcoming top recruit and your goal is to go to the NBA, I don't know why you wouldn't pick Memphis at this point, because you have Penny, you have Mike Miller, and now you're starting to see it really play out where, okay, the NBA, you can go to Memphis and you can get the looks that you're you know, striving to attain, to become a one and done. And Penny's going to support you to be a one and done. He's not going to try to hold you back. He's not going to, you know, at the end of the day, he preaches national championship. We're going to go win a national championship. But that's really just kind of the, like, the cherry on top. The biggest championship for him will be getting as many players as possible to the next level. And yesterday's event was just kind of the first real tangible look at him doing just that.
Just to protect myself from the hordes out there, I was not implying that I didn't want Damian to blow up. So there you go. And then the other thing is, like John Calipari always says this, my real championship is, I honestly think Penny really wants to win the championship.
They all tie together.
The higher your draft picks go, the more who go pro, the more you can get more, and the more likely you are to win a championship. This is all one big cycle that all leads to the same thing. To me, though, it was interesting that I really, as you watched the jumping and the sprinting and whatever, it did really strike me that from the kids' perspective, they want to win a championship. But this, honestly, like, this is their dream, and it should be their dream. And so to be in front of 70 scouts, I would have been nervous yesterday if I were one of them. And they were rooting each other on, and it just struck me that this was – and we were talking, we focus on what a big day it is for the program, but it really is such a big day, and it's not determinative or anything, for all of them, for Boogie and for Lester and for, like, this is their whole dream. Yesterday is their, almost more than a game, yesterday is their dream, isn't it? I mean, this is what they wanted to do. This is what they want to be seen. They want to get to the league. They want to provide for their families.
Absolutely, and it's just that's what Memphis, in a way, sold them on coming to Memphis, and so they're seeing that choice be validated before the season even begins. And I loved seeing how much they were all hyping each other up yesterday, and the guys like Lester and Boogie, and you hear, you know, as the words of the scouts start trickling out, that they did help themselves, and that means that they are one step closer to achieving that dream because of this event that Memphis put on before they even have to suit up and play their first game at FedEx Forum. And so that just, you know, that's thanks to Penny. And I woke up this morning just thinking, and we talk about it all the time, where this program has gone in the last 3.5 years. When I came here to Memphis a little over three years ago, if you had told me that the Tigers were going to have a pro day and I'd be, you know, shooting James Wiseman and calling him a unicorn and getting a billion clicks just because it's James Wiseman, I would have called you crazy because it was such a different world here, but it wasn't that long ago, and it's just the way that things have spiraled since is so awesome to see. And it's, you know, it's a college basketball fan, player, coach, enthusiast dream in Memphis right now.
And then you have a football team that's undefeated, which is,
and a women's soccer team that's 12-1.
Yes, let's let's focus on that. You, I think, appropriately, first of all, the football team is undefeated. And
they are, and they're awesome.
And they're awesome. And Kenneth Gainwell is tremendous, and they have a huge game at Temple this weekend. But you, I think, quite appropriately said that you think, and it's an interesting question, you think the most dominant team in Memphis right now, according to your Twitter feed, is the women's soccer team. Now, unlike the football team is undefeated, do you think the women's soccer team is more dominant than the men's football team?
Yes, and hear me out. So now they are up to the most recent rankings came out yesterday. They're now ranked 8th in the country. Their one loss was to a 18th-ranked Kansas team, and it was a goal in the final minutes, I'm told. I was not a women's soccer stan at this point, so I'm not sure. But that's what I was told, that they should have won that game. They've won 10 straight. They've had 10 shutouts. Their goal differential this season is like 37-3. And they're 12-1. So they have the one loss, but it was to a ranked, quote-unquote, Power 5 soccer team. And they're incredible. And yet, you know, we don't talk about it. And being one of – I kind of wrote a little piece for Local 24 yesterday. I'm one of two full-time women in this city who cover sports. And I don't want to have to bear the responsibility of being the torchbearer for women's sports. And I don't think Megan Rice over at WRG and myself – that that needs to be our thing. But at the same time, like, I'm doing this team a disservice by not shouting from the rooftop. So in my tweet, I said, whispers, the Memphis women's soccer team is the most dominant team in the city. I will now proudly and loudly shout that they are the most dominant team in the city right now, just based on what they've done. And that's no, that doesn't take away from the respect of what the football team is doing. They are undefeated as they go into conference play. Smaller sample size of the season so far. That doesn't take away from, you know, the upcoming excitement of the men's basketball team. That doesn't even take away from the excitement of the Grizzlies season starting. And Ja Morant this past weekend put on a Grizzlies uniform for the first time and dunked at FedEx Forum. All those things happened. And yet on Sunday night, I forced myself in my sportscast to lead with Memphis women's soccer, because I think the first step is just giving them attention and getting, trying to help cultivate excitement about the team, because they're doing their job out on the field.
It is interesting. I mentioned, was Megan, wasn't at the pro day yesterday, I think. She was not, right?
Because, well,
because I noticed, it just so happened that we were all standing around in the lobby, had we'd done the Penny press conference, and then at some point they let us into the gym where they're doing the pro day. And literally as that was happening, we were walking through the doorway into the hall, there was this collection of media people, and it's a lot now. It's 20, like there were probably 20 of us, and you were the only woman. I was thinking, I literally thought that, look at Jessica, like Jessica's the only woman in this group of 20 to 25 men heading in as, I mean, it really is a very, and I know, we, you know, whatever, but it.
Yeah.
I don't know how often it strikes you. How often do you look around, like, and say, okay, I'm the only woman here?
Every once in a while. And in a day like yesterday, it stands out too, because then you're also surrounded by
all these scouts, and they're all men too. Yeah.
there wasn't a woman in that bunch either. And the team, obviously. So I would, it strikes me less and less, I think, just because it happens frequently.
Right.
But it is weird. It is weird sometimes to look around and realize it. It's also kind of cool. Sometimes you can think of it
like a badass.
You shift your thinking. Yeah, absolutely. You're like, wow, look at me. I'm the only thing different in this entire group. So it is interesting, though.
Tell me what's interesting about high school football right now.
It is getting exciting. Somehow it is already October, which means the playoffs are right around the corner. Between the public schools and private schools, there's like 3 or 4 games left in the regular season. Whitehaven, great. Houston is awesome. They're still undefeated. Briarcrest had a huge win this past week over Christian Brothers. They won in the final minute. Ole Miss commit Jabari Small is an incredible player. If you haven't been able to see him this season, get out and see him here before you have to go all the way to Oxford to see him. That's a long drive. Just go out to Eads and see him play. So Briarcrest should win their next couple games and be undefeated going into the last game of the season against MUS. That should be a tremendous game to look out for. And then there's some good races across the board. The Region 8-5A race between Southwind, Kirby, Ridgeway, Munford, that'll play out kind of fun at the end of the year. I'm excited. I think this is maybe one of the more competitive, like, across-the-board group of teams that I've had since I moved here.
You can watch Jessica, ABC 24 CW 30. Podcast is Still Not Married. And on Twitter, at Local24, Jessica. Thank you, Jessica.
Have a good one.
Yeah. We will take a break now. Oh, I want to tell you just real quick on the Grizzlies postponing their event Friday. They've furthermore explained why in further communications. The backspin and billboards, right, is what backboards was what it was called. It was going to be third, and now it's been rescheduled to January 9th. It says this: with many current projects still underway at FedEx Forum, we felt it in the best of interest of all parties to reschedule our annual fundraiser benefiting St. Jude. We want to focus on putting the final touches on FedEx Forum, not only to give our fans the best opening night experience on October 25th, but also to ensure we host an incredibly fun experience for you as well as a successful fundraiser for St. Jude. Does that seem right to you?
I mean, I know there's
here would be my two. The question is it that or is it that it's not selling?
My gut would say it's because it's a fundraiser and therefore it has not sold.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm not.
I don't.
It could be. It could
I will
be
say
that they just
FedEx
like,
Forum
have too
is
much
clearly.
It is. They're doing stuff there.
Yes.
Anyway, if any of you have tickets to that event, Backspin and Backboards, it has been postponed. We will get to the one story you've been waiting for when we return after this.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
I'm going to help you today. I'm going to do that by telling you it's not too early to book parties for the holidays at Bounty on Broad. Don't put it off until the last minute when you'll be scrounging around just to find a place. Bounty is a beautiful space with incredible food and can accommodate parties from 10 to 200 people. And here's the other thing you should know about Bounty. One reason the food is so delicious is that it's locally sourced. Bounty gets cheeses from Bonnie Blue Farms, beef from Home Place Pastures, and fresh produce from Old World Farms and Hannah Farms. And the folks from Bounty asked me to mention those small farms specifically because they're serious about supporting local farms to create a sustainable food community. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. The website is bountyonbroad.com. Or just give them a call at 901-410-8131. That's 901-410-8131. And book your holiday party before everybody else.
Hey, I'm Archie, a Pep Boys service tech. You know, wet leaves and slick roads can cause your tires to slip, so you need tread with good grip. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month at Pep Boys and get quality tires with good traction.
Now at Pep Boys, buy three Kumho KU22 tires, get the fourth free, and $50 back by manufacturer mail-in rebate. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. Four tire installation required. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
If you've been in a car crash or suffered an injury, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Almost always, the person refusing to pay you is not the person who caused the injury. It's their insurance company, State Farm, GEICO, Allstate, and the like. They make billions and billions of dollars by keeping as much money as they can in their own pockets. Big companies with the deepest pockets and an army of lawyers, literally thousands. But at Morgan & Morgan, we too have an army of lawyers. And you know what else? Many of our lawyers came from the same insurance companies we now fight against. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, our army will fight like hell for you. Just dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound law, that's all. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Hey,
You're that famous actress. You must travel so much.
What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs.
All right, back at the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting
Jeffrey,
for.
Jeffrey, your beloved Cards won. Molina is the hero.
Still have no idea how.
Flip the bat. You got any problem with that? You're a classy. You're a Cards fan.
Yeah, I'm classy enough to be a Cardinal. I mean, I just don't have a problem with bat flips in general.
No, of course, and why would you? That's like, ridiculous.
And the other thing, it's like,
how are you feeling about Game 5?
I feel weirdly okay, but it's because I have such little expectations. Like, I don't think the Cardinals
should
be here.
Right, I see. And right. So you're happy. It's found money. It's like me when the Bills played Jacksonville.
Exactly. I'm playing with house money.
Whatever, who cares?
And I would rather – I feel like that atmosphere in Atlanta could be very nervous in Game 5.
Okay. Here we go, by the way. So other story is a Texas man accused of robbing a bank to pay for – care to guess? A wedding ring.
Oh.
A wedding ring and the venue for the wedding, a Texas sheriff said. He was going to be married Saturday. He will now be otherwise detained. But Heath Edward Bumpus was in custody over the weekend after guess who turned him in?
His fiance?
Yes, indeed.
So he must not have gotten a good enough ring.
After his fiance recognized his photograph posted on a law enforcement Facebook page, the photo was from a bank surveillance camera, and Texas authorities had asked for help to identify the bank robber. Bumpus' fiance, is this a loving act, or is this, what are you going to do here?
I think she's thinking bullet dodge.
Convinced him to surrender. Convinced him to surrender. That's a loving act, right?
I think,
or
that's
is that like, get him out of my life?
Yeah, I think that's the act of a woman that didn't want to get married.
You know, if you go to Robert Irwin Jewelers, you don't have to rob a bank. They won't urge you to. And I'm not even, there's no, do you see a Robert Irwin spot on here?
There is not, and I can tell you.
But if you go to Robert Irwin Jewelers, you don't have to rob a bank to pay for an engagement ring.
Sweetie, if you're listening, you can turn it off. Yeah, you can just cash a bunch of savings bonds.
You can just cash a bunch, yeah, there you go. Anyway, so what's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They're going to have Rod Hampton in studio. He, of course, the father of RJ Hampton, 125 for that on Giannotto and Jeffrey today. We'll have Matt Walsh. Matt, of course, a partial owner of the New Zealand Breakers, also the general manager of the franchise. He's going to join us at 225 on GP today. Of course, it's Tuesday, so that means Keith Easterwood will be there. Jeff will be there at 5 o'clock. Make sure you're listening to the top of each and every hour for your chance to win $1,000 of radio.com cash.
Well, that was a lot of fun. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Great.
For now, our work here is done.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Join today to get bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing with less and lower fees all around. Visit FECCA.com to apply.
You're in charge of hiring. And Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Every year, millions fly with us at Allegiant because together we go places. From how we go to where we go to what we do when we get there, we love doing it together. Save when you book flights, hotels, and rental cars only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Memphis to Tampa, St. Pete, one way for as low as $44. Must be purchased by October 16, 2019 for travel between October 4th, 2019 and January 12th, 2020. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, here to welcome you to exceptional service. Give us a call at 388-0852 or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com for the fall specials, some of the best specials of the year.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
Step right up, folks. Step
Dad,
right
check
up.
It out. It's one of those old fortune teller machines. Got a quarter?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.